Mitzachas Kehillim Perek Tes Mishnah Chas HaTor Moshe Nifrutza Kishra V'Tocho Tame Ve'Ein Ochibolo. A tormo is a large leather purse that is used by roan, by shepherds, to carry their things inside of it. And there are pockets inside this tormo. Now, if this tormo tears and it's no longer usable, the tormo is no longer makabel tuma. But the kits inside of it, the pocket inside of it, which is still intact, is makabel tuma. As the kits is not a chibur, it's not an attachment to the tormo. It doesn't have the same din as the tormo, even though the tormo is no longer makabel tuma. Since it's not usable, the kits has its own din, and since it's intact, it can still be used. It is makabel tuma. Even though the kiss is part of the same kli as the tormo, and had the tormo become tummy, the kiss will become tummy with it. But in this case, if the tormo is no longer usable, the kiss has its own din, and it's makabel tuma. Hachama shabetun shalom makablos ima. A water skin that's made out of the part of the hide of the behemoth, where the testicles were. And the basin formed two small pouches in the bottom of the chama, that these basin also hold water on the bottom of the chama. Then nifchasu tahoreis. She'ena makablos kedarkam. If the part of the hide where the base of got torn, the chametz of Mount Tor is no longer makabel tuma, because it no longer can hold water in the way that it originally did, and since it's torn on the bottom where the base were, in order for it to hold water, it has to close off that part of the chametz, and since it doesn't hold water in the same way that it did, it's no longer considered a kli, and it's not makabel tuma. The Sakhas Kevon Parak Yitzhak Mishnah Tev Tevash Epitzcha Mitzira. Tmei Medrash is Tmei Mit. A large chest at the openings in the sun, it becomes tummy medrash, vizava, zava, or nida would sit down or lie down on top of it. And it's also susceptible to become tummy mate because of the contact with the mate. It would become an avat tuma. And even though we had earlier that a large chest at the opening is on top would not become tummy medrash, that's because since the opening is on top, if somebody would sit down or lie down on top of it, we would tell them to get off if we need to get something from inside of it. So therefore, it's not considered miyuchad liyeshiva, something set aside to sit down on. But in this case, since the opening is in the sock, it is considered miyuchad liyeshiva, as you can sit down on it and at the same time get something out from inside of it. So therefore, since it's miyuchad liyeshiva, it's tmeh medris, and so too it's tmeh meis. If it comes to contact with a maid, it also would become an avat tuma. Amar Rabbi Yosi, emesan v'zman she'ena gavah asar etzvachim, o she'ema liz beis tefach. Rabbi Yosi says, when do we say that the teva is considered miyuchad liyeshiva and it would become tmeh medris? That's only if it's not 10 tefachim off the ground. But if it's 10 tefachim high, then it's not very comfortable to sit down or lay down on, so it's not considered miyuchad liyeshiva, and would not become tamei medrash. So too, only if it does not have a rim that's a tefach high, is it considered miyuchad liyeshiva, but if it has a rim around the top of it that's a tefach high, then it's not comfortable to sit down on, and would not become tamei medrash. Nifchasa milamala, tamei medrash. If the top of the table would break, it would still be susceptible to become tmei meis, it would become an avat tuma by coming into contact with the meis, and even though the top is broken, it still holds things, so therefore, it's still makabel tuma. But it's no longer susceptible to become tmei medrash, and since the top is broken, you can't sit down or lay down on top of it, so it's no longer miyuchad liyeshiva, so it no longer becomes tmei medrash. Nifchasa milamatan, Rabbi Meir mitamei, v'chachamim mitarim, nei shabato ha'ikar, b'teva ha'tfeva. If the bottom of the table would break, a man hold is still considered a kli, even though it doesn't have a bottom and no longer can hold things. And it, since the top is intact, and you still can sit down or lay down on top of it, so it's considered miyuchad liyeshiva, and it's makabel tumas medris. And since it's makabel tumas medris, it's also makabel all other tumas, as it didn't have any kli that becomes tmei medris. Also, it's susceptible to all other tumas. So according to Rabbi Meir, even though the teva no longer could be used for the purpose that it was made, it no longer could hold things, since you still can sit down or lay down on top of it, it's makabel tuma. While the Chachamim disagree, they say that when the ikar is batel, the tefach is batel with it. When the main usage of the kli is batel, no longer can be used for what it's made for, which is to hold things in it, the tefach is also batel. The non-important usage of this kli, which is for a zav or a zavah to sit down on top of it, that's not the reason why the kli was made, but it's sometimes used for that purpose. That usage is also considered batel when the kli can no longer be used for the purpose that it was made. So therefore, it's no longer considered a kli now that it cannot be used for the purpose that it was made, which is to hold things in it. So therefore, it's not makabel tumas medrash either. It's not makabel tuma at all, since the bottom of it has broken. So,